This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I love Tom Petty. His music's so great, but I'm going to have to fade it down to go to your phone calls. It's a great song, though, about a good, strong, pretty girl growing up in the Midwest. Here it is. Said I wouldn't fade it down, but I said I would fade it down, and I said I wouldn't.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Grew up strong, she grew up right with the Indiana boys on Saturday night. All right, that's enough of Tom Petty. You know, I don't tell this story to be a victim. No, in fact, I'm an overcomer, but it happened in Virginia a few times. It happens in Austin all the time. It happens when I'm out. It happened right in front of my security guys. This guy walks up and he goes, "How's it going with your family? F you and your family. Screw you and your family." And I always go, "Let's go, let's go." And I'm a guy that's pretty much in control of myself most of the time, but when somebody calls my family out, it's just instinctive. But I should just say, man, why do you Democrats hate children so much and families? I forgive you. You need Christ. It really is true. But Barnes, what's wrong with the left today? Why do they hate families? Why do they hate children? Why do they not play by basic chivalry rules? Which, by the way, they're losing. I mean, they don't get chivalry there for a reason. What's wrong with them?
Well, sort of the curse of the collective, that when you lose yourself in some collective identity, you lose any respect for individuals and particularly the most vulnerable individuals. And so I think that's part of the mentality and the mindset. That's why you have people making these, like one of those horrific abortion videos where they set up the video to say, "Oh, I'm going in to figure out whether it's a boy or a girl." And then they make fun of the fact that they got the child aborted, that's the name, that's the gender. So the it's that kind of mindset that's very sort of divorced from a certain deep humanism.
And they go, "This little bastard thinks he's about to have a life. No, I'm about to chop him up." Ah, they're making a sick joke off killing their own baby.
Exactly. It's the sort of cognitive dissonance of and morally disturbing nature of people that are disconnected from humanism and humanity. And so it's no surprise that so many of that ideology flock to the tech world. It's a world that's sort of divorced and disconnected from individuals, from the basic principles and precepts of humanity, and don't care about the most vulnerable people around them. And instead, they sort of idolatrize power and become part love the collective the notion and nature of ideas, and thus are drawn to things that always have a collective or state of.
And they know we have families, so they attack those. Great point, Patty in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Good. We got 2 minutes. Thanks for holding. We love you. Go ahead.
A couple of points I want to make about the coronavirus and where that's going to hit for how that's going to affect Trump. The over the last 20 years or so, the American businesses have been fled from the United States to China, India, Mexico, that sort of thing. But a huge number of them landed in China. Well, with the virus hitting, all those companies are being shut down. So they're going to have to come back to the United States because of the destruction that's going on over there. Well, the Dems aren't going to like that. That's going to affect our economy and boost our economy. So what they're going to do with the virus is what I think they're going to do with the Democrats. If they're going to do everything to push that virus to come into the United States and start destroying, killing people here in massive amounts in the same sort of way that's going on in China, that's going to affect, I think the timetable for that is this summer. I think they have it so they can figure out about how this spreads, at the rate that it spreads. And I bet that this summer we're going to see an explosion of deaths and this virus here in the United States. So by the fall, they're going to have to call in martial law. All that's going to make Trump look like a chump, but he can't control things and he doesn't know what he's doing and that sort of thing.
I agree. The biggest threat to Trump is crashing the economy. Thank you, Patty. Call me back tomorrow. Aaron, Eric, Neil, Todd, I apologize. We're out of time. That's a lot of calls. I want to hear what Barnes wants to cover on the Democrats and more, and what's coming up with these caucuses straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Isn't as bad as it looks like it is, but I just see Providence at work again, that we have the nano silver that turns out in 2007 was certified by the Pentagon, by A&M and in Homeland Security letters to take out the SARS coronavirus family. But I use it as immune gargle, so I can gargle it out, spit part of it out. You can drink part of it. You can drink it all if you want. Is it 15 parts per million? But it's a nano silver. We've sold out of the 16 ounce. We're going to sell out of the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce very, very soon. And I'm going to keep it at 40% off, even though it's very close to selling out, for another 2 days. But then it was pointed out to me that, oh, you're going to sell out of it at 40% off, even though we make like 30, 40% of that. We've got to buy more of it. I'm like, whoa. So it's going to go back to regular price by Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll still sell out of it long before we get more in. It'll take a month or more, because I'm already putting in the order, and that takes money for the 16-ounce, the 3-ounce, the 1-ounce. Put the order in, actually on Friday, pay 50% down. And they explained to me, they said, you understand that 40% off, we don't even make the money back reordering it. You have to have profit to fund things. And I said, okay, you're right. And I'll go till Wednesday at 40% off, and then for folks that get the last few thousand bottles at 1 ounce and the last few bottles at 3 ounce, that'll help buy the next lot of it to even have it. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get your immune gargle with nano silver. Also, their wound gel is even stronger. Don't ingest this. Same nano silver, but strongest over the counter you can find. And all of the super blue and super silver whitening toothpaste has the nano silver as well. It's just good for you overall. Really good for your body, good for your gums, and it funds the InfoWar. And we're selling out of the storable food, but it's still available. You can still get it, but now time to take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And again, most herbal food companies are already sold out. We still have it at the same high quality, low prices. So that's how you fund the InfoWar and get prepared. InfoWarStore.com. But whatever you do, please get prepared spiritually and get close to God, because 2020 is one hell of a year. All right, for the balance of this segment, the next, Robert Barnes takes over, constitutional lawyer. And then, Gerald Celente, please stay with us. Barnes.
Hey, how I think key parts as we look up to the New Hampshire primary elections coming up this tomorrow, the tomorrow evening, where we'll get the results back. There's multiple storylines at play. So most people are focused on the horse race storyline, or focused on who's going to win or who's going to get the nomination, who's going to be the potential opponent to President Trump. But there are other critical storylines equally in play. For example, there is everything that happened in Iowa, and whether what happened in Iowa will effectively contaminate and infect the New Hampshire primary process. What happened in Iowa looks increasingly like corruption and fraud. It looks like an election that's been rigged. by somebody. And the question only now is who and why. So one storyline will be, to what degree does Pete Buttigieg, or however you pronunciate his name, how well does he do in New Hampshire? Because before Iowa, before he got the fake news storyline of him coming in first, where it's now been confirmed that at least in terms of popular vote, he came in second in the first alignment and second in the second alignment, second by every form of popular vote that took place, and he himself propounds that he is a popular vote proponent for all elections, and yet here he took credit for an election where he lost the popular vote. He claimed he won it. Will he get a boost out of New Hampshire, where he was originally fourth or even fifth in the polls prior to the fake news out of Iowa that he won Iowa? So that's one storyline taking place. A second storyline is taking place internally, whether or not Joe Biden will continue to collapse. For example, if Biden cannot sustain any kind of momentum out of either Iowa or New Hampshire, and partially there again, there have been allegations and accusations that the reason why the caucus results were not reported accurately is partially because to help Buttigieg look like he won, but also for people to not know how badly Joe Biden did. Biden was collapsing. He was falling through the floor. And what's notable there in the context of Iowa is that you have not only what is happening in terms of the caucuses, but just the weekend before, the famous Iowa poll done by Ann Seltzer that was to be reported by the Des Moines Register and CNN, and summarily got canceled out of the blue. What did that poll show? That poll showed Joe Biden collapsing, and it showed momentum for Elizabeth Warren rather than Pete Buttigieg. And what would that have meant? That might have meant the two establishment candidates, Biden and Buttigieg, would have been gone. So in order to get rid of that probability, so that Mayor Pete could look like a winner, so that he could have momentum that was fake momentum generated by the suppression of public opinion results, you had a second effect of that by suppressing the popular vote results to make it look like Mayor Pete had won, but instead it was likely Bernie Sanders who won. Now he gets to carry that into New Hampshire. And while in part, and then the suppression of the information about how poorly Joe Biden was doing had kept him afloat and alive in New Hampshire long enough maybe to survive. He might finish third. He might even finish, or at least in the top four. A fifth place finish would be a disaster. A finish with no delegates at all, and 15% is required to get any delegates out of New Hampshire, would be a second hit, a second successive hit that may take away his momentum and the perception of front leading and front running that was necessary for him to get popular support, given the lack of organic, authentic popular support. Remember, Joe Biden has run in two prior Democratic presidential campaigns and has never won any election in any of those presidential campaigns in the primary stage. So here he continues to lose and lose. What will happen in New Hampshire? Did Iowa's lack of reporting, did the suppression of the poll results, did the suppression of the caucus popular vote results save Joe Biden as well as boost Mayor Pete, or as they call him in the Bernie camp, Mayor Cheat or Wall Street Pete? So those will be two key factors to be looking for: how much the corruption of what took place by the Democratic Party in Iowa has contaminated the New Hampshire results, and we'll know that only when those results come back in. The next thing to look at is the degree to which the various campaign attacks on Pete Buttigieg will undermine his success in New Hampshire. Will the corruption and collusion that took place in New Hampshire and Iowa not be enough to boost his campaign to electable status in New Hampshire? He really needs to win, or at least finish a competitive second. If he is unable to do that, then his campaign may be over, because he has a candidate with a very thin resume. The attack on him is one Trump is watching, because Trump is going to replicate that attack if Mayor Pete, in fact, becomes a Democratic nominee. And that attack is making fun of the fact that he has had no experience doing anything of consequence. Unlike Trump, who had built a global brand and a global business and a global TV network, you have someone like Buttigieg. All he's ever done is basically be a mayor of a small college town and by all appearances, a failed mayor of a small college town. So you have someone, he's never been a governor, he's never been a statewide elected official, he's never had major executive background, either in the private sector or the public sector. In fact, his whole background reads like a tailor-made, like somebody else was making him for a candidacy. He reads like Macron in France. He reads like Trudeau in Canada. He reads like Obama in here, except with even weaker background, proof, and documents and information. He goes off to, he's the son of a Gromsky scholar. Gromsky was a prominent far-left historian and analyst. He celebrated when he was younger Bernie Sanders as an ideal sort of cloak, mask, in disguise kind of candidate, how to be a far-left individual, a far-left statist, but disguise your far-left statism as something other than what it is. Then he gets a weird commission right into the army, right into the armed forces without any basic training, without having to go through any sort of protocol that has to. One of the only other people to achieve that benefit was Hunter Biden. Is that coincidental? Appears to be connected to CIA spook operations in Afghanistan and is his only real, quote-unquote, military activity. That has its own problematic backdrop. He's the number one favorite candidate of the billionaires. They call him Wall Street Pete because half of his big billionaire donors are connected to Wall Street in an institutional and influential way. Has a lot of deep state ties. He was connected to the app that somehow went bad in Iowa. He's also connected to the app that may go bad in Nevada. So when we come back, we'll talk about how to interpret the New Hampshire results, but also looking forward to Nevada. If you think Iowa was corruption, wait till you see the Nevada car.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Discussing what to look forward to tomorrow in New Hampshire, how to translate and interpret the information and the results. Part of that's going to be, how does Bernie Sanders do? Has the Democratic establishment been able to take him out because of what happened in Iowa? It looks like they have been unsuccessful in doing so, but they may have their second backup strategy in play by having a diverse number of second and third and fourth and fifth candidates who can be competitive long term to deny him a majority of the delegates that would allow for a contested convention in Milwaukee. And the last contested convention we had meaningfully really was 1968, where Hubert Humphrey came in after Robert Kennedy had been shot and killed. Hubert Humphrey came in and sort of swept up the contested convention, even though he had won very few primaries or votes in the primary process. Back then, the most of the states did not participate in primaries or caucuses. So that's a relatively new phenomenon. That's a phenomenon since the 1980s. So in the modern era, since the 1980s, this would be the first ever contested convention where one person does not have a majority of delegates or close enough that everybody feels comfortable that they'll win the nomination. So if they're able, their stage one is to have Bernie lose tonight from the establishment's perspective. If not, their step two is to not is to have him not win enough votes that he's on pace to win a majority of the delegates, to have enough second and third and fourth place candidates who get at least 15% of the vote to eat away at the delegate advantage that Bernie could establish and to maintain that as a momentum going forward. Also to try to deter his momentum moving forward. So we'll know a lot about what Iowa's corruption meant by what happens in New Hampshire tomorrow night. We'll also see to what degree the deep state's favored candidate, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, as the mayor spent, to what degree does he finish well? There were polls that showed him neck and neck with Bernie Sanders. Is he going to be there, or is he going to fall substantially back? Those who have been following the various electoral betting advice and analysis that we've been providing here at InfoWars have made a lot of money since the summer in terms of betting on Bernie when he was low, betting against Warren when she was high. And now the advice that we're making, or that I'm making, is if you're going to short somebody, short Bloomberg. He's overvalued in the polls. The Democratic Party will never allow Mike Bloomberg to steal the nomination. His corruption is not of a Hillary kind of corruption. He's an outsider trying to co-opt the Democratic Party. Both the insiders who want to protect their corruption and the outsiders who despise the billionaires, that coalition will stop and prevent Bloomberg from ever being nominated in the Democratic Party. So mini-me, he's actually like 5'3 or 5'4. That's why he said he used that mini-me box that President Trump mocked him for, that Scott Adams is going to start marketing the Bloomberg box to make yourself look taller. He's spending an unprecedented amount of money, but that's a lot like Jeb Bush in 2016, who spent over $100 million and went nowhere. So Bloomberg is likely to get votes. What is his objective? What is his goal? His goal is to get enough votes that he gets some delegates, that he crosses that 15% threshold in some voter-rich states, some delegate-rich states, so that he can become a kingmaker, not to be the king. I think he knows he would love to be the king, but there's no chance that's ever going to happen. So instead, what he's hoping for is enough power so that he can be a kingmaker and prevent Bernie from getting the nomination. So part of what watching New Hampshire tomorrow is seeing if enough people are eating into Bernie's vote, that Bernie's under 30%. And enough people get 15%, because that would forecast and foreshadow that what's going to be happening is that Bloomberg will start getting 15%, Steyer will get 15% in some states, and we're looking at an increasing risk of a contested convention from the Democratic Party side. And that would be the first kind of its time in the modern era of national primaries and caucuses. The next thing to look at is who else does well in New Hampshire. Buttigieg needs to do well in order to survive. His base is an upscale white base. The key factor there that has hurt him and impaired his campaign is that he's such a vanilla guy that has such vague sort of McKinsey cult consulting where he comes from kind of language. He says something that's nothing about something that's nothing about nothing about something. And at the end of it, you're like, hold on a second, he really didn't say anything. And that's who he is. That's what he is. That gets exposed the more he's on stage. But on top of that, Joe Biden went out after him. He may have peaked a little too soon, and Biden is unwilling to concede to the deep state apparatus their own institutional interests, because he put his neck out for all of the political establishment by even running in the first place. He went after him within a very effective political ad that just documented the degree to which he had Mayor Pete has been Mayor Small, not only physically, but in terms of his public policy record. That what it showed is that, in fact, Buttigieg basically mocked him, because the biggest achievements he had was putting decorative lights under the bridge, putting decorative bricks along the sidewalk, firing the African-American police chief, firing the African-American fire chief. So in a Democratic primary process where a quarter of all votes are going to be African-American voters, where no candidate has won the Democratic nomination since African American voters joined the primary process in full in 1976, except for when Jesse Jackson ran, African American voters' favorite candidate has been the Democratic nominee in every other nomination. And so the goal is to sort of take him out amongst African Americans as well. But clearly he started to be impaired by Amy Klobuchar and other attacks on him in the debate. And so the net effect of that is, will he be able to survive that? If he finishes a distant second, or if he finishes even a below second, then his campaign is likely effectively over in the deep state's effort to co-opt and sneak a candidate into the Democratic Party establishment in the Trudeau, Macron, Obama style will have faltered and failed. And that'll be good news for everybody. The other factor is, will Joe Biden's collapse continue? From the Trump side of the equation, they want Biden out. They want either someone, they really don't necessarily want someone like Bernie. They want a contested convention that leads to a Hillary or Elizabeth Warren kind of compromise candidate. That's what they want to have happen. They don't necessarily, they don't mind if they face Bloomberg, but they don't think that's a realistic risk. They don't mind if they face Tom Steyer, but they don't think that's a realistic risk. They don't mind if they face Biden, but they don't see that as a realistic risk. And they do mind if they face Bernie Sanders. Contrary to conventional wisdom, as Trump was recorded on tape recently, came out that the reason why he has some reasonable concern over Bernie Sanders is that Bernie Sanders voters, a lot of them are Bernie or bust voters. That if Bernie is not the nominee, there's a bunch of people that will not even vote or will vote third party. And that's why what the ideal scenario for Trump is a contested convention that rigs the election against Bernie again. That's why you're seeing that mantra come out from Trump Jr., from Steve Bannon, from other participants in the Trump universe. Their ideal scenario is that Bernie gets shafted again. So that will be another interesting dynamic to watch and observe. And all of this is leading to the next set of elections, and that's going to be in the caucuses in the state of Nevada. So again, you have caucuses. And this time, who do you have? You have Nevada. Now, Nevada is to Iowa what Chicago is to New York. So that is to say that the Iowa caucuses are an embarrassment of apparent collusion and corruption this time around, arguably in 2016 and some past elections too. But that pales in comparison to Nevada, in the same way that whatever New York's political corruption pales in comparison to the city of Chicago. Some of the same connect, they're going to use an app there, but a different app. They're just going to use an iPad structure, but the person connected to the security apparatus of it is also connected to Pete Buttigieg's campaign, also has sort of deep state ties. Of course, Harry Reid's political machine, despite him being retired, still very influential. So whatever you, Iowa was just a small preview of what you're going going to see in Nevada in a couple of weeks. So up next, Gerald will be taking over for us, and we'll take you through for the next half hour, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks a lot.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals Iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello.
know. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Wow. Wild ride this 2020, huh? Well, we got the big news, of course, is coronavirus. Goodbye, Rosie. Queen of Corona. 1,000 people dead. And boy, it's really hurting China. Ooh, their economy going way down. And it's stagnant already. That's stagnant. They're still growing at over 6%, or at least according to their reports. But 1,000 people, again, I look at this as, you know, it's not a lot of people in a population of the world of 7.7 billion. And again, according to most of the reports, the people that are dying are chronically ill, or they're elderly. So, you know, what do we have last year in the United States? Over 60,000 people died of the flu. But this is definitely hurting their economy. And one of the things to look at, again, as you know, I'm forecasting the greatest depression. So this is a kind of black swan event that could escalate things to make bad situations very worse. So let's take a look at the oil. You know, oil, Brent crude now is around, you know, $53, $54 a barrel. At the beginning of January, which is in ancient history, it hit $70 a barrel. I'm mentioning this because all of these oil exporting countries, they need that oil price to go higher, particularly Saudi Arabia, you know, the beheaders in chief. They need oil at about $100 a barrel for its economy to break even. So they're about halfway there. When all else fails, they take you to war. And it's not only oil. You're looking at natural gas prices, way, way down, under $2. So this is signaling a global slowdown. There's too much supply and not enough demand. So I believe, again, the coronavirus, and I could be 100% wrong. I'm not, you know, saying that I'm right and they're wrong. I'm saying the way I see it, they're making a bigger deal out of this than it is. And of course, people say the Chinese government lying about the numbers. All the governments lie about everything. Name the country. Yeah, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. It ties to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that guy Soleimani, he was going to, and we had evidence that imminent threat. Could you show me any? No, who the hell are you? I don't have to show you anything. So, and when you're looking again at this coronavirus and what's going on, it's really hurting the Chinese economy. And it's going to slow down the global economy, which is already in slowdown. You know, and everybody wearing all these masks and all of this gear, you know, as things get really bad, then we really do get hit with the plague of the new black plague. I can see everybody dressed like that, you know, making fashion statements, how we should all, new style and masks. And again, you look at the realities going on. Here's a story from last week's February 5th. Tainted tap water puts suburbs on edge. This is from the Wall Street Journal. About 80,000 people in three townships outside Philadelphia live in an area where groundwater has been contaminated by chemicals used for decades in firefighting foam at two nearby decommissioned military bases. The Defense Department has cited 401 bases in the United States with a known suspected release of the firefighting foam containing chemicals known as perfluoroalkyl, blah, 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 or PFAS. And PFAS are a class of nearly 5,000 chemicals, often called forever chemicals, because they forever keep poisoning us. Because they take so long to break down, PFAS can accumulate in the body in several forms, have been linked to health issues, including increased cholesterol, thyroid and immune system problems, and cancer. And they use this stuff besides the military bases, manufacturers used in products from nonstick cookware to carpets and waterproof jackets and on and on. So we're talking about the coronavirus. How about all the poisons they're pumping into our body, in our water, in our air, in the soil? And by the way, this is why you should consider buying water filters, because this stuff is deadly and it's everywhere and it's more than just this. So again, as I say, you know, people talking about, you know, climate change. We're going to be dead before the climate changes with all the poisons they're pumping into us. But going back again and putting all the pieces together, the coronavirus is going to take a hit on the global economy. The global economy is slowing down, and very important, the dollar is getting stronger. More and more countries are lowering their interest rates. Matter of fact, last week, Thailand, right near China over there, they're losing a lot of tourists coming in. They just lowered their interest rates to historic lows. The Chinese government is pumping in hundreds of billions of dollars to try to pump their economy back up. So now we have the dollar stronger, and again, it came on that jobs report last week that pushed it up higher. This is important because gold is still going up. Gold usually goes down when the dollar goes up because gold is dollar based. You got to pay for it all around the world in dollars. So now all these currencies are going down because they're lowering interest rates to boost their economy. So it costs them more to buy gold. But even with that, gold prices are going up. This is very important to look at. They should be going down now because of the strong dollar. So I believe that gold right now is in a very critical stage, breaking over that 1,570 mark. If it solidifies over $1,610 an ounce in the very near future, I forecast it's going to take at least another $100 spike. And if you go back to our trends journal, the trend alert we sent out last September, September 6th to be exact, the gold bull run has begun. Gold is at $1,332 an ounce. As I mentioned, right now it's above $1,570 an ounce. This is telling you what's going on around the world. And it's a shaky situation. You're going to start seeing auto sales going. Auto sales have been tanking. They've been going down all around the world. That's a big indicator before the coronavirus. Way before the coronavirus. In China, in India, in Europe, and in the United States, sales are going down because autos are the second thing you buy after you can afford buying a house and your rent. You buy a car, you can't afford it right now. This is a very important indicator of what's going on and what to watch out for. So, we have a global slowdown. The coronavirus is going to make it much worse. And is war tensions heating up? Where are they heating up? They're not only heating up more, as we see it, over in the Middle East, but also in Venezuela. And not happy about some things that are going on there. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back. Because people better prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you didn't lose anything. If you don't prepare, you could lose everything. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Remember what I was just reading to you about all this pollution in the water? And again, why it's important for you to consider getting equipment and what you need to protect yourself and your family from all the poisons that they're pumping into our system. And, of course, InfoWars has a lot of those products that can help you survive. Now, I was talking, first of all, about the slowdown in the global economy. And, again, this precedes what's going on with coronavirus. The last quarter of 2019, you know what the growth in Europe was? 0.1%. Like, how about no growth at all? So now the news, Mnuchin and Lagarde. Mnuchin, of course, is our U.S. Secretary, and Lagarde is the head of the European Central Bank. Used to be the head of the International Mafia, excuse me, Monetary Fund. And now they moved her to another criminal group over there. U.S. Secretary of State Steven Mnuchin warned the U.S. economy would probably not reach 3% growth rate this year, predicted by the Trump administration, citing Boeing 737 MAX woes and coronavirus outbreak. It's BS. There's nothing to do with Boeing, nothing to do with coronavirus. It's a global slowdown. We only saw 2.3% growth last year, and it had nothing to do with coronavirus. So, I want to pick up just a little bit where Mr. Barnes was speaking before I got on, and he did a wonderful job there in showing the criminal dumbocrats, or both parties to me, Repulsivekins and dumbocrats, how they're rigging the election, trying to bring down Sanders and put in that CIA boy, Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, Buddha this, Buddha that, you know, who knows. But the... I like reading that news after this stuff comes out, after the election in Iowa. And it's very important, too, because Iowa, that used to be a big thing. You know, oh, the Iowa vote. Oh, now who's ever going to win that one's going to be next. How Iowa got away from Biden. Big story here in the Wall Street Journal. How Iowa got away from Biden. How could anything stay with Biden? The guy's a crazy, stupid loser. An arrogant boy who's been sucking off the public you-know-what his entire life. Never worked a day in his life. Arrogant. Oh, and he gave his boy Hunter Thompson all those... Mr. Thompson, for being disrespectful. Hunter Biden. Yeah, he got that gig in... Ukraine can't speak a word of the lingo, doesn't know anything about the energy business, but he got, what, $50,000 a month to sit on the board of directors of Burisma Energy. So anyway, how did Biden lose? Then again, another one. Bloomberg boosts spending and staffing. B.S. Bloomberg has spent over $300 million. Already. So when people talk about the great democracy of America saving, you got to be in it to win it. And to be in it, you got to have a lot of dough these days. Or you got to be a shill like Buttigieg, who's being propped up, the deep state boy. You or I want to run, we go nowhere. And that other guy, that other Democratic guy who was Cyber or Steve or whatever his name is, another multi-millionaire, billionaire guy. So the whole game is rigged. And then this one over here, another funny story to me. Shaken by Trump's acquittal, Democrats ask, what do we do next? What do you mean, what do you do next? It's a freak show. Bunch of disgusting human beings running. Bernie Sanders, two-faced Bernie, another guy that never worked a day in his life either. Playing Mr. Important, flip-flopping back and forth when, you know, it appeals to him to do it, you know, to get the votes. This guy supported, you know, I voted against the Iraq War. Yeah, you voted against the Iraq War. You voted when you were a congressman to support murderous Bill Clinton sanctions on Iraq that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. And you remember Madeleine Not All That Bright? Yeah. Our UN ambassador to the United Nations telling Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. If the price of the death of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five was worth the sanctions? And she said, yes, it was. Funny story. I did a gig on the QE2 back in 2002. And I was the second day keynote speaker. She was the first. What a trip. 15-minute introduction with her. 15 minutes. It went on and on. She looked like the Queen of Tarts, all dressed up in red. Next day, they introduced me, Mr. Salenti, you know, author of Trends, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Trends 2000, international best-selling book, publisher of the Trends Journal magazine, world leader in trend forecasting, blah, blah, blah. So the guy after, you know, like, and remember, these are all top marketing executives from around the world. It was a cruise we went on, and the QE2. And I'm the second next day, the keynote speaker. And I said, thank you very much for that introduction. I said, however, after hearing Miss Albright's introduction, I said, I feel like I was shortchanged. And the crowd broke up laughing. And I said, because they went on, Madeleine Albright, who grew up in Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic, she had honors in this, a father did that, a mother did this, she went to this school, that school, honors in this, honors in that, honors in this, honors in that. I said, what you also failed to mention is that I went to PS 76 and graduated without honors, you know, so I brought down the house. But anyway, Madeleine Albright, not all that bright. Bernie Sanders, just BS Bernie. He'll say what he needs to say to do what he wants to do to get elected. Anybody that would waste their life spending all this time running for a campaign to me is out of their damn minds. They're crazy. They want power. They want to run. Eisenhower said it. 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces. 2-term president who also warned us about the military-industrial complex robbing us of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children, which he was 100% right on because the military-industrial complex has taken over. He has a quote basically to the words, anyone running for office, anyone that seeks the office of presidency is either an egomaniac or crazy. Yeah, you got it. Anyway. I want to finish up in talking about what upset me very much last week. And that was President Trump's State of the Union address. When he brought in that little boy, that deep state shill, Juan Guaido, into the House of Representatives. He should have never brought him in there. It was a disgrace to me as an American. And you know the motto of my magazine, the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. To have this guy in there, this Guaido boy, the deep state guy that they want to put in there to overthrow the Maduro government. Here this evening is a very brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in this gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this message back to your homeland. Please take this message back to America that all Americans are united with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom. I am not behind Juan Guaido. I'm not behind Maduro. I am an American. No foreign entanglements. You think we care about Venezuela if their major export was broccoli and they weren't sitting on the world's largest oil reserves? Just like we're in the Middle East for that. So I totally, totally am opposed to this. And all those dumbocrats and repulsivekins all stood up. Yay! Yay! And cheered him away. And then we just heard from little Chucky Schumer saying that Trump should be doing more to overthrow the government. So, thanks for tuning in. Remember, peace on earth. That's all I want. Liberty, love, joy, and beauty. And do what you can to support InfoWars.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.